When it comes to understanding how we defend ourselves against shame, I turn to the wonderful research from the Stone Center at Wellesley. Dr. Linda Hartling, a former relational cultural theorist at the Stone Center and now the director of human dignity and humiliation studies, uses the late Karen Horney's work on moving toward, moving against, and moving away to outline the strategies of disconnection we use to deal with shame. According to Dr. Hartling, in order to deal with shame, some of us move away by withdrawing, hiding, silencing ourselves, and keeping secrets. Some of us move toward by seeking to appease and please. And some of us move against by trying to gain power over others, by being aggressive, and by using shame to fight shame, like sending really mean emails. Most of us use all of these at different times with different folks for different reasons. Yet all of these strategies move us away from connection. They are strategies for disconnecting from the pain of shame. Here's a story about one of my own shame experiences that brings life to all of these concepts. It's not one of my best moments, but it's a good example of why it's important to cultivate and practice shame resilience if we don't want to heap even more shame on top of a painful situation. First, let me start with a little backstory. Turning down speaking invitations is a vulnerable process for me. Years of pleasing and perfecting have left me feeling less than comfortable with disappointing people. The good girl in me hates letting people down. The gremlins whisper, "They'll think you're ungrateful," and "Don't be selfish." I also struggle with the fear that if I say no, everyone is going to stop asking. This is when the gremlins say, "You want more time to rest? Be careful what you wish for. This work that you love could all go away." My new commitment to setting boundaries comes from the 12 years I've spent studying wholeheartedness and what it takes to make the journey from "what will people think" to "I am enough." The most connected and compassionate people of those I've interviewed set and respect boundaries. I don't just want to research and travel all of the time talking about being wholehearted. I want to live it. That means that I turn down about 80% of the speaking requests that I receive. I say yes when it works with my family calendar, my research commitments, and my life.